Hello and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, January 19th. Happy Missions Monday. Let's get started this week with our memory verse. Do you know what it starts with? The word for. Now, I realize that some of us might be memorizing it in different versions, but if you have a different version, let me know, and I'll try to highlight that one on the podcast as well. Here we go, starting with Romans 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. We'll stop there for today and move on into our daily readings. We are making our way through the book of Romans. Today we'll be reading Romans 2, verses 17 through 24. Just for a little context, after the apostle has shown that all the other peoples of the world are sinners, those who aren't Jews, he also is going to show the Jews that they live in sin because they obey the law outwardly, but not according to the spirit of the law. Romans chapter 2, starting in verse 17, in the English Standard Version. But if you call yourself a Jew and rely on the law and boast in God, and know his will and approve of what is excellent, because you are instructed from the law, and if you are sure that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in the darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of children, having in the law the embodiment of knowledge and truth. You then who teach others, do you not teach yourself? While you preach against stealing, do you steal? You who say that one must not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who boast in the law, dishonor God by breaking the law. For as it is written, the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. This passage just reminds us that oftentimes we can't see our sinful hearts and tendencies. I have this cowlick on the very back side of my face, and so if I don't have a mirror to look at my hair when I'm styling it, I'm going to have this huge gap of hair, and it's going to look very crazy and bedhead. And that's a picture of us and our sin sometimes. We cannot see our sin because it's on the backside of our head, so to speak. What everyone else can see so clearly, Wayne can see it. Anyone that sits behind me in church can see it. But I cannot see it without help. And the Jews are the same here. They cannot see that the things that they tell others not to do proudly, they do themselves. And God is encouraging us in his word to examine ourselves, to open ourselves to his examination. As it says in Psalm 139, 23 and 24, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. And so today we ask you, Lord, to show us those areas of our lives where we need help, where we are doing that which we're calling others not to do. And we're just going to admit that oftentimes we're blind to our sin and we need your help, Lord. In the Psalms today, we're going to read Psalm 9, verses 1 through 10. In one of my commentaries, it says this about this psalm. It's the sort of prayer that arms us to face the pressures of life with calm assurance. It reminds us who he is, to count our blessings, to remind ourselves of his past mercies, and to look to God's wondrous works. And so as I read, I want you to think about the wonderful ways that the Lord has worked in your life. A challenge for today is to think of 10 things and write them down that are good, that you have experienced because God is with you. Psalm 9, verses 1 through 10, to the choir master, according to Mohlaban, a psalm of David. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. When my enemies turn back, they stumble and perish before your presence. For you have maintained my just cause. You have sat on the throne giving righteous judgment. You have rebuked the nations. You have made the wicked perish. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. The enemy came to an end in everlasting ruins. Their cities you rooted out. The very memory of them has perished. But the Lord sits enthroned forever. He has established his throne for justice, and he judges the world with righteousness. He judges the peoples with uprightness. The Lord is a stronghold for all the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. And those who know your name put their trust in you. For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. The image of those who seek the Lord is an image of coming again and again to a place where something is known to be available. God's presence, his listening ear, his defense, his refuge is available to each of us, and God calls us to seek him and to put our trust in him. It is Missions Monday, and we didn't highlight a specific partner yesterday because we had communion in the services. But today I want to think about the mission of our Early Learning Center and pray alongside our Early Learning Center and all the teachers there, all the students, and the impact that we as a church can have on our community. Will you pray with me? Father, first we just want to recall your wonderful deeds. We want to recount your goodness back to you. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We thank you, Lord, that you have forgiven our sin. And if you kept a record of sin, then no one could stand. We thank you, Lord, that you are enthroned and you are humble and you are our stronghold in times of trouble. Reveal to us the areas of our lives that we cannot see the sin, but others see it clearly. Would you give us gentle guides along the way? Would you search our hearts and teach us by your word? We lift up to you today the Early Learning Center, our daycare here at Mountain Brook Baptist, the full-day program, the half-day program, all the teachers and administrators, Miss Sharon as she leads out. We pray for the children, that they would grow in wisdom and stature and favor with you and with others. We pray for the teachers, that you would give them calmness and clarity and creativity as they seek to help little minds know you and follow you. Would you protect us, Lord? Would you give us a sense of your calling and how you've called us to be a good neighbor to our community? Help us to reach out with the love of Christ to our fellowship and those beyond. We pray all this in the strong name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.